Hello, everybody, and happy Saturday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from sunny and pleasant Lakeland, Florida, Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium, set for tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Lakeland Flying Tigers, who are the single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Tonight we have game five of a six-game series for you, with the first pitch coming up at 6 p.m. It's been a really fun series so far. It's tied at two. All the games have been close. The Flying Tigers held off the Mets in the ninth inning in the opener on Tuesday. The Mets erased a three-run deficit in the eighth inning on Wednesday, won in 11 innings. Lakeland erased a three-run deficit on Thursday, won 7-6. And the Mets broke a 3-3 tie in the top of the ninth last night on an H.A. Ewing sack fly and won the fourth game of the series to draw even two games apiece. So what's in store for tonight? We hope a similar type contest close right down to the end. It's been very entertaining for the fans and everybody in the dugouts, the playing field, just the kind of baseball that you like to see. The Mets come in with a 3-4 record. The same can be said for the Flying Tigers. As a matter of fact, everything in the Florida State League is bottled up right now. Of the 10 teams, half are 4-3 and half are 3-4. So not much separation a week in. In the East Division, Palm Beach, Daytona, Jupiter, all 4-3. That leaves the Mets in last place at 3-4, but just one game back. Over in the West, Clearwater, Tampa, 4-3. The other four teams, Bradenton, Dunedin, Fort Myers, Lakeland, all 3-4, one game back. Other games around the Florida State League today, Dunedin at Jupiter. That's a 6 o'clock start. Series is tied 2-2. As a matter of fact, every series in the Florida State League is tied 2-2. Tampa's at Fort Myers at 6:05 at Hammett Stadium. Clearwater hosting Daytona at 6:30. And Palm Beach is at Bradenton at 6:30. And once again, our first pitch here in Lakeland is set for 6 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll the pitching matchup and the starting lineups for tonight's ball game between the Mets and the Flying Tigers.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets, for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam MacDonald.
Pre-game show rolls along from Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium. The manager's heading out to meet with the umpires right now, exchange the lineup cards. The two Riveras, not related, Luis for the Mets, Renee for the Flying Tigers, and Mae Rivera, former New York Mets catcher. Umpires today, Dalton Kilgore, the home plate umpire, Jacob Ashworth, is on the bases. While those four gentlemen go over the ground rules and exchange those lineups, we'll dive into today's starting pitching matchup. It's Matt Allen Day in the Mets organization. The 23-year-old right-hander from Fullerton, California, Mets third-round pick in 2019. You've heard by now multiple Tommy John surgeries plus another elbow surgery have kept him out of game action from August 2019 until last Sunday against Jupiter. And what a great day it was to see Matt Allen back on a mound in a Mets uniform as he tries to make his way up the ladder. And Allen, a successful first game, 2 2/3, 2 hits, no runs, a walk, 5 strikeouts through 44 pitches. Fastball was riding good at 96 miles per hour. Very impressive debut for him, and we can't wait to see what he has in store today. It's the feel-good story in the Mets minor league organization. Allen will be opposed by Josh Randall, a 22-year-old right-hander from San Ramon, California, Detroit's third-round pick last year, 85th overall out of the University of San Diego. This will be his second game of the season in his first start against the Tampa Tarpons. 3 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, a walk, and 4 strikeouts in a no decision. So Allen versus Randall, starting pitching matchup for tonight's ballgame. Let's meet the lineups for the Mets. It's a light rehab day. No Jeff McNeil, no Francisco Alvarez, no Drew Gilbert. Don't expect Eli Ankeny to pitch. No Jared Young on minor league rehab assignment tonight. They do have JT Schwartz back on minor league rehab with a knee injury, rehabbing that. He's going to bat cleanup. The first three batters, Marco Vargas, Trey Snyder, and A.J. Ewing. Then Schwartz, Diverson Gutierrez, fifth. He's the catcher. Colin Houck, the DH, hits sixth. Willie Fania, seventh. He's in left. Simone Juan in right, bats eighth. And Vincent Prozzo bats ninth. He's at first base. Flying Tigers taking the field here at Joker Marchant Stadium, which means the national anthem is upon us. We will pause for that. When we come back, it's first pitch in Game 5 of this six-game series between the Mets and the Flying Tigers. Baez unloads to deep left field, and that's out of here. Bye-bye, baseball. Jesus Baez has given the Mets the lead in the seventh inning.
And the 1-1 from Kennedy. And it's crushed high over into left field. Guerrero's going back, looking up at the wall, and it is gone. Starling Marte with a solo home run to get the Mets on the board. 1-1 pitch, fly ball, deep left field. This one going back at the track, and it is gone. A walk-off grand slam for A.J. Ewing. And the Mets have come all the way back to win it in the bottom of the ninth.
Out fly ball. Is it deep enough? Leonis is going to make the catch. Here comes Cuevas to the plate. He slides in. Safe, and the Mets win the game. Colin Houck walks it off with the sac fly. And the St. Lucie Mets start off the 2024 season with a walk-off win.
It's off 0-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. To throw down to second is in time. What a great throw by Vincent Perozzo. A strike him out, throw him out for St. Lucie. And the inning is over.
Golfs it deep to center. Ball team running back. He's running back. This is over his head. He can't get it. The Mets are going to win this game. They're going to win it. Mosquera, Barrow, over. It's a walk-off. Jairo Cuevas, they're going to mob him out there near shortstop. The game-winning two-run double. Magic on the 4th of July for the St. Lucie Mets. And with that, we're just about set for baseball on a gorgeous, picturesque night in Lakeland, Florida. Not a cloud in the sky. Temperature in the low 70s. It'll dip into the 60s by the end of this game. Just tremendous conditions for a baseball game. Do have a fairly strong breeze blowing across the diamond from the left field pole to the right field pole. We'll see how that plays in this big ballpark, 340 to left and to right, 420 to dead center. These teams have displayed some power this week. We've seen some impressive home runs from both sides. Drew Gilbert, 2 long bombs for the Mets. And Fran Yerber Mantilla, a couple of shots for the Flying Tigers. Speaking of the Flying Tigers, defensively, the battery is Josh Randall and Brian Servin on the rehab assignment catching. On the infield, Carson Rucker at third. Fran Yerber Mantilla, the shortstop. Woody Hedin at second. Garrett Pennington at first. In the outfield, Patrick Lee in left, Jackson Strong in center, and Akil Badu continues his minor league rehab in right. The Mets top three in the lineup. To bat in the first, Marco Vargas, Trey Snyder, A.J. Ewing. If anybody gets on JT Schwartz. Flying Tigers in their home white jerseys again. The Flying Tigers script in deep navy across the front of the chest, blue numbers front and back. Mets in the road grays, St. Lucie in blue across the front, blue numbers front and back trimmed in orange. Dalton Kilgore signals for the first pitch. It's on the way, and it's popped foul by Marco Vargas. We're underway. First pitch right on time, 6 o'clock sharp. It is 75 degrees and sunny at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Vargas' next pitch fouled off to the left, and it's nothing in two as Josh Randall is coming right at the Mets' leadoff hitter. Vargas stands in there, and he will then use his timeout. Yeah, it feels like he's being blitzed here as Randall wants to work quickly. 0-2 pitch, and it's a slider for a called strike three. Vargas is going to linger. No challenge, as it was right in there. And that's how the game begins, a strikeout looking. So Josh Randall clearly in attack mode right out of the gates. Trey Snyder next. And it's a fastball for a strike. This is going to look like a more typical St. Lucie lineup tonight, with Schwartz in the hole right now, the only rehabber. 0-1 pitch, a strike to Snyder. Nothing but strikes here. That fastball at 96 from Randall. And it's nothing in two. 0-2 pitch. Slider outside. 1-2. Pitch outside, another slider. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder takes a fastball inside. And all those strikes right away. The first 6 pitches strikes, but the last 3 out of the zone. 3-2, and Snyder's going to take a low fastball. 4 straight balls. And he'll head down to first base with the 1-out walk. And that will bring up A.J. Ewing, hottest player on the team right now. He's had a big series with 8 hits. He's driven in 6 runs, including the game-winning run in the 9th inning yesterday, a first-pitch sack fly. Surprised that he got a pitch to hit in that situation. And he will foul away the first pitch here off to the left, and it's going to be into the seats. I scratched that off the netting, but a foul nonetheless. Yeah, last night, 1 out, tie game, Baez on third base. Nobody else on first or second, and they were aggressive and came right at Ewing and A.J., you know, looking right away for a pitch to hit. Hard line drive out into left field, did the job. 0-1, and this ball is rocketed into right field at Badu. He's going to make the catch squatting down in the sunlight. A.J. Ewing, a hard out number 2. Even his outs right now are tough. That ball was scorched. Two down. Snyder remains at first base. Exit velocity on that line out, 106.5 miles per hour. And now JT Schwartz, a 2021 St. Lucie Met on rehab assignment, minor league version with a knee injury, will stand in. This is his first game this week. He takes a ball inside. Played a couple of times last week against Jupiter back at home. One out. Cutter outside. 1-1. That was called the strike, and it did hit the zone. So outside corner, not outside outside. Pickoff play. And Snyder dives in safely. If you missed the pregame show, these two teams have battled tough all week. Each team has won 2 games, so somebody's going to win tonight with the chance to win the series tomorrow. As a matter of fact, every Florida State League series this week is tied 2-2. Swing and a miss by Schwartz for strike 2. 10 teams in the league. Half the teams are 4-3. The other half, 3-4, including these two clubs. Very even in the FSL, 7 games in. Schwartz, after asking for time, back in the box. The pitch, swings and misses. Tardy on a fastball at 95 miles per hour. He's down on strikes, and Josh Randall turns in a scoreless, hitless first. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man stranded. Matt Allen on the hill for the St. Lucie Mets when we come back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
What do you say we do? As Matt Allen on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets, his first road start. Successful, healthy first start on Sunday afternoon at Clover Park against the Jupiter Hammerheads. He was really good. 2 2/3 scoreless. He struck out 3 in the first inning, 5 total strikeouts. So just that one out short, walked his last batter the third inning before running out of pitches. He will face Woody Hedin here. And from the wind, here's the first pitch. And it's a fastball high at 95 miles per hour for ball one. Now we're going to enjoy these Matt Allen starts while we have them, as he's not expected to be in St. Lucie long as he fouls this one off. He's still fairly young, just 23 years old. He's younger than the Mets' top prospect, Brandon Sproat, and he's been in the system since 2019 out of high school. 1-1. Breaking ball stays up. 2 balls and a strike on Hedin. Allen delivers, and it's a hard ground ball to the second baseman, Snyder. Trey throws to first, and Hedin is out. Fastball top of the zone, a bit of a jam shot on Hedin. He's out number one. Now Akil Badu has been with Lakeland all week on the minor league rehab assignment. Allen winds and fires. First pitch, sinker low. Ball one. One oh pitch. Swung on and missed that same sinker. Ball and a strike. Pitch low, 2 balls and a strike, trying with that cutter. Tried a slider this time, couldn't find it. And did that hit Badu? Oh, it apparently did. Thought he might have gotten out of the way, but the umpire, Dalton Kilgore, said it caught a piece of him. So he goes down to first with one out. So Allen trying to find it here early. He's falling behind both hitters. One on, one out, no score. Bottom one. Brian Servin, the catcher, at the plate. He's had a good week on rehab assignment. First pitch to him, slider, good pitch, hits the outside corner. At some point, all these rehab assignments across the Florida State League will die down. But right now, you got these guys in spring training who were nicked up. They're already down here from spring training. They just roll right over to the single A team. Looks like Badu's going to run. There he goes. The pitch is a ball. The throw to second, not in time, from Gutierrez. Stolen base for Badu. That was a really good throw by Gutierrez, but Allen slow on the delivery. Didn't give his catcher much of a chance. I don't think you could ask for a much better throw from Gutierrez. It was on a line right to the corner of second base. The ball is striking out. Now a runner in scoring position. The pitch to Servin, and Servin takes the high cutter. Servin 3-for-10 with a pair of doubles, a couple of walks this week. He also has struck out six times. Allen looks back a couple of times, the 2-1. This ball is soared high into left center. Ewing putting an arm out, reaches up, makes the catch. Badu feigns a tag. He'll stay at second. Servin is out. So Matt Allen has fallen behind all three batters, but he's got two of them out. Now he will aim for a scoreless first inning. Garrett Pennington stands in the way. No score with Badu on second base. Allen from the stretch fires home, and it's a slider for strike one. That's probably the best pitch of the night so far. ...0-1... a chopper out to the shortstop, Vargas. He winds and fires to first, and that is out number three. So a scoreless, hitless first inning for each pitcher, Josh Randall and Matt Allen. They both strand a runner. We go to the second, scoreless.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Dyerson Gutierrez at the plate for the Mets. He's on a four-game hit streak to start his season, coming off a three-hit game two nights ago. Did not play yesterday with Alvarez doing the bulk of the catching and Prozo subbing in after. Gutierrez takes a ball inside from Josh Randall. Uneventful first inning for both pitchers. 1-0, a low strike. One. Gutierrez dribbles one foul, and he's behind in the count 1-2. Gutierrez so far in his four games, 6-for-16. All singles, a walk, couple RBI, only three strikeouts. 19-year-old looks like a good offensive player in this league. The 1-2, and he rips a slider. Foul. Woo! Thought that one might have tucked inside third base, but it just missed. And it rode the line and took a left turn before the bag. And Rucker giving chase. Just a loud strike two. The 1-2, and it's a line shot the other way, falling just foul. This one by about 3 feet. Gutierrez running down the first base line, eyeballing it the whole time. So he's spraying it around. See if he can put one in play fair and get himself on base. A couple of hard hit baseballs. 1-2. This ball's crushed into deep center. Strong on the run. Going back, and he makes the catch. Way out there in the left center gap. Now, three scorched baseballs from Gutierrez in that at-bat. One foul to left, one foul to right, and that one to straightaway started straightaway center and just kind of tailed into the gap. He might have better luck in a different ballpark. So spacious out there as Colin Houck takes a strike one. And left center, right center, straightaway center, tough. Here at Joker Marchant Stadium, it's deep. And the pitch is a ball to Houck. Mets have had a pretty good offensive series here. Quiet last night, only six hits. And McNeil and Gilbert taking care of most of the offense. As this pitch is a strike on the corner, 1-2 to Houck. But the Mets there in that span from Wednesday night into early game Thursday, they were on fire as Houck fouls away a pitch and stays alive. Always interesting, these six-game series. You have more time as both an offense and a pitching staff to adjust to the opposition. Get to know them quite well. A 1-2. And Houck reaches for it, pulls it high in the sky to shallow left. Montilla going back, but he will give way to Lee, who makes the catch running in. Fly out to left for Houck. And that's now four straight retired by Josh Randall, who is making his second start of the season. Roughed up against Tampa. Six hits and five runs in three innings on 68 pitches over there at the Yankees complex. Right next door to Steinmeier Field, the home of the Rays this year. And pitches a strike to Willie Fañez. Rays relocated due to the damage at Tropicana Field from Hurricane Milton. Swing and a miss. And it's a strike. Well, at Hurricane Milton, that was no good. No good for the entire state. Now, we were Tornado Alley that day over in the St. Lucie Treasure Coast area. Scary, scary stuff. 0-2. And Fañez hits a worm burner out to short. Montilla the throw. Close play at first. Fañez hustling, but he's out. So 1-2-3 inning with a couple of flyouts and a grounder induced by Randall. Going to the home second. No score between the Flying Tigers and the Mets.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Matt Allen, a 13-pitch first inning. Hitless, didn't allow a run. Stranded runner at second will try a curveball to Carson Rucker. He misses high. Well, Matt being a little more experimental today than he was in Game 1 at Clover Park, where it was prominently a fastball. And this is a cutter for a strike. He went for that cutter quite a few times in the first inning. Tried to curveball this inning. A couple of sliders last inning. Here's a fastball at 96. Popped up on the infield. Perozzo on the line. Will squeeze it with two hands. The Mets first baseman records out number one. Rucker takes a right turn to the bench. It's early, but a bit of a pitcher's duel here, right? Between Randall and Allen, two talented guys. Allen, of course, one of the top-rated draft prospects in his class in 2019. Overcoming the two Tommy Johns and the moving of the nerve surgery in the elbow to make his second start since 2019. Randall out of San Diego. Pitch skips in the dirt, a cutter again. And it's 2-0 on Franyurber Montilla. He's been the most lethal hitter in this Flying Tigers lineup. A couple of home runs. Pounds one off his ankle guard here. And he will hobble around another cutter. Montilla 3 for 11. Four RBIs. All on the pair of two-run homers. He's back down to the sixth spot in the lineup today. That's where he was doing the damage earlier in the week. He takes a cutter for a strike. And it's a 2-2 count. And Montilla will use his timeout. Detroit dipped into Venezuela to sign Montilla to $500,000 contract a couple of years ago. 2-2. And it's lined down the third base side, turns foul. Tried to push that cutter the other way. Two balls, two strikes, one out. No score in the bottom of the second inning. Montilla, a switch hitter, batting left-handed right now. Mets shading him, and he fouls one off to the left. Until he's trying to go down to that vacated third base side, the two-strike approach. JT Schwartz, the Mets' third baseman. Schwartz drafted as a first baseman. Didn't play any third when he was with St. Lucie in 2021. As Allen throws a cutter out, and it's a full count. Curious to see how he handles any ground balls coming his way. 3-2 pitch. It's a hit into center. Ewing spies it and makes the play. Two up, two down. Allen's retired four straight. And now looking to match his counterpart Randall with the 1-2-3 second inning. Fania is the batter. Fania's starting to come alive this series. 4 for 12. Second most hits in the series for the Flying Tigers. He'll take a fast strike at 96. Well-placed four-seam fastball. Yesterday, Fania tied the game in the seventh inning with an RBI single. It was fun yesterday. It's been fun all week. 0-1 pitch, a late on a fastball at 91. A cutter again. It was about eye level high. So it's nothing and two. Allen jumping ahead here. Working quickly, winds and fires, and it's in the dirt. And with the cutter,
So he goes eye high and then shoelace high. Allen right now at 28 pitches. The 1-2 swung on and missed. Fastball blew it right by at 95 miles per hour. And Matt Allen has his first strikeout of the night. He turns in a 1-2-3 second. No score, no hits in this ball game through two.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialist in the world, backed by a team who custom-tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better. Move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
We are set to start the third inning. Not much happening so far, an early pitcher's duel. As Simone Juan takes a called strike from Randall, coming at that high three-quarter arm slot. Pitch home, a sweeping slider, swung through and missed. Juan scuffling to start his St. Lucie Mets career. Gotta watch out for that slider. There it is, and he cranks it into left field. Falling fast, Lee makes the play. It sounded like the bat might have broke on that. Thought if it did, it might have helped it die in the grass, but hangs up. Pretty good two-strike stroke there by Juan. Didn't get much out of it. Six in a row retired by Randall. We come to the 9-hitter in the order of Vincent Perozzo. Off to a nice start. Defensively, offensively, hitting 333, and he pops one out of play to the left. A player who's in part of his fourth season with St. Lucie, finished out 2022 here, the last week of the season. All the 23 and 24, the 23 season performed better than 24, and now here again, still young, he's 22 years old. 1-1 pitch, just missed, but I'm sure he's looking to get out of here. Off to a good start, keep it rolling. See if he doesn't get the eventual call up to Brooklyn. 2-1, he takes a close pitch for a strike. Very top part of the zone, outer half. 2-2. Randall's pitch, and Perozzo shoots it foul down the left side. So both teams with two strikes seem to be wanting to hit the ball the other way. Two-two pitch, just outside. Went at the cutter. Good take by Perozzo, missed by a couple of inches. Payoff pitch. Perozzo yanks it fair down the first base side out of the reach of Pennington. This one's going to go deep into the corner. Perozzo's watching it the whole way. He's going to try for a triple. Here comes the relay throw by Hedin. Perozzo slides in, hugs the bag. He is safe. Vincent Perozzo legs out a triple deep into the right field corner. And wisely as he went with the feet first slide, managed to hold on to that bag. That's the first hit of the ball game for either side. And he's put himself in position to score without the benefit of a hit. Infield's going to come in as Marco Vargas takes a pitch inside for ball one. We've talked about it all week. Most ballparks, it's 330 down the line. Here it's 340. That extra 10 feet gives hitters a chance to leg out triples as opposed to stopping at second. Two and oh on Vargas. And he will take cutter for a strike. 2-1, not his pitch. Infield remains in for the Flying Tigers. One out and runner on third. 2-1, Vargas takes it inside. Almost felt like Randall was trying to guide that pitch in, the fastball at 93. Vargas does not get a pitch to hit. He takes the ball outside. Almost felt like Randall was working around him. Which Vargas, a good contact hitter and a really good eye, didn't take the bait. So what will the Flying Tigers do now? With Trey Snyder up, double play is now in order, and they're going to play it that way. The defense up the middle, Montilla at short, Hedin at second, back up. Even the third baseman Rucker moving back. Vargas is quick, too. I wonder if he wouldn't try to steal. First pitch to Trey Snyder. Zoomed in for a strike at 94 miles per hour. Trey worked a walk in the first after falling behind 0-2. Snyder swings and misses at the slider, and it's nothing in two. Randall set. 0-2 pitch. Missed, and we have a challenge. It was close. Called the ball, and it's going to be a strike. The fans are about to see it, but this will be a strikeout looking for Trey Snyder as it clipped the bottom of the zone. So that will be the second out, a three-pitch strikeout. Fans now see it. Trey sees it as well. He'll go back to the dugout. Say maybe a fifth of the ball caught the bottom of the zone. So a successful challenge for Lakeland and a good one for Servin. With runners at the corners and one out. He gets strike three, and now it sets up a showdown with A.J. Ewing. 106-mile-per-hour line out, first time up. And a clutch hitter for the Mets this season, trying to get them on the board. Ewing will take a ball inside. No score, two outs, runners at the corners in the top of the third inning. A tapper foul over towards the Lakeland dugout, and it's a one ball, one strike count. The 1-1, ground ball, base hit right side. Ewing does it again. An RBI single with two outs. Perozzo scores, and it's 1-0 St. Lucie. And he just keeps on hitting, his ninth hit of the series. So the Mets cash in that Perozzo triple. Vargas up to second. And we'll have a mound visit from Ollie Cady, the pitching coach. So the Mets, hitless through their first eight batters, now have the game's first run. Perozzo a triple, Vargas a walk, and two batters later, Ewing the single. And J.T. Schwartz will hit with runners on first and second. Schwartz in this rehab now 0 for 4 with two strikeouts across two games. And you include the strikeout swinging to end the first inning. Mound visit over. Randall, first pitch. A slider on the outside corner for strike one. Schwartz hits a bouncing ball up the middle, and it's going to squeak through for a base hit. Vargas getting the green light. He will score. It's 2-0 Mets on the J.T. Schwartz two-out RBI knock. Para two-out hits to drive in runs for Ewing and Schwartz. And Ewing makes his way to third base on the hit. The two-out hitting has been pretty good for the Mets this week. Think about the extra runs they were able to pile on and the extra innings on Wednesday. And Schwartz, good time to pick up his first hit of this rehab. Here's a high chopper by Gutierrez to third. A double clutch, but Rucker makes the play. And he beats the Mets catcher speeding down the line, and that will end the inning. Boy, the double clutch, if he doesn't get it off in time, that's going to be a third run. Good inning for the Mets. Two runs on three hits, no errors, couple left. 2-0 Mets. Matt Allen back to work after these messages.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
2-0 Mets. Josh Allen back out there. He's retired five straight. He's not allowed a hit. Jackson Strong will take fastball for a strike at 95 miles per hour. Some good two-out hitting by the Mets in that last inning as Strong fights one off into the stands. I'd like to see that adjustment made so they go the second time through the lineup against the same pitcher. 0-2, and it's popped back overhead by Strong at 96. So Matt Allen coming in with these fastballs in the mid-90s. Breaking ball, struck him out. Curve from Matt Allen. And Strong goes down. Second strikeout for Matt Allen. Second straight strikeout. Fastball, 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 and then hit him with the hook. Patrick Lee next. Nine man in the order. He'll take a cutter up and in for ball one. I just saw this final score come across the bottom line. The A's beat the New York Mets 3-1 as this ball is hit sharply to Schwartz. He juggles twice, throws to first, and gets the out. Well, a calm, cool, and collected recovery for J.T. Schwartz on a routine ground ball. He held it right between the feet, juggled it, and then a throw over to first base. Accurate, not a whole lot on it, but enough to beat Patrick Lee. But you like the fact he didn't rush it and spike it or whip it away. So two outs quickly, and a strike delivered to Woody Hedin. First time through the lineup for Matt Allen. A great success. He hit a batter. He retired everybody else. 1-1, a base hit into right field past the reach of Perozzo. Going to go all the way to the wall. And with Hedin's speed, he's going to stop at second as Fanyas overthrows the cutoff man, but it dribbles right into Marco Vargas' range. Correction, that's Simone Juan in right field. Fanyas in left tonight. So a double for Woody Hedin with two outs in the third. That's the first hit for the Flying Tigers. And it will not be a 1-2-3 inning. String of seven straight batters in a row retired by Matt Allen comes to an end, and we will have a visit from Luis Alvarado. So yes, the A's beat the Mets today 3-1, and it was former St. Lucie Met J.T. Ginn getting the win over his former organization. J.T. Ginn pitched for the St. Lucie Mets in 2021. He was acquired by Oakland when Oakland traded Chris Bassett for the Mets. Adam Oller was the other Mets minor leaguer involved in that deal. And Chris Bassett did well in his time in New York. That great 2022 season, 100-plus win season for the Mets. But J.T. Ginn gets a measure of revenge today. I liked J.T. Ginn when he was here. He was a fiery competitor. He was not afraid to stir it up with the competition. He's got that kind of bulldog mentality. Drafted in the Mets in second round 2020 at a Mississippi State. Mound visit over, and we have a cutter delivered outside to Badu. And the Mets and A's series now 1-1 with the rubber match tomorrow out in Sacramento. 1-0 pitch. A fly ball deep in the center. Ewing charging back, still running, going back, and he makes the catch on the warning track. That had to go about 410 feet. You got to go 420 to get it out. Badu gives it a ride, but is allowed out number three, and Allen gets away with it. He strands a runner in scoring position, and he has pitched three scoreless innings. The Mets retain their 2-0 lead.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Alan Houck will lead off the fourth inning for the Mets, who lead 2-0. Houck will be followed by Finus and Simone Juan. Josh Randall remains on the mound for the Flying Tigers. And Houck will take a ball inside. Some movement in both bullpens. You got a guy standing and throwing for Lakeland. Somebody out there just twisting around and stretching for the Mets. As Matt Allen, only at 39 pitches. So he's got some left in the tank. Pitches inside on Houck. And it's 3 balls and no strikes. Houck a fly out to left in the second inning. 0-for-1. The pitch home. Slider for a strike. 3-1. Three-one pitch, and Houck will hit a tapper over the mound. Charging in at short is Montilla. Gloves and throws. Got Houck by a step, if that. Close play. And it appeared to be the right call, a 6-3 ground out. Now once those high bouncers clear the mound and the pitcher, it's always a toss-up. Those middle infielders are able to make the play. It was well done by Montilla. Willie Fanyas next, 0-for-1 at the ground out to short. Takes one in the dirt for ball one. Just a gorgeous night for baseball. Nice breeze blowing in from left field out to right. As this pitch misses for ball two. Temperature in the mid to low 70s. Not a cloud in the sky. And some rain moved through last night in the early morning. Talking, 1 a.m. range. That seems to have brought a cool front and a breeze. Svanya swings and misses. It's 2-1. Pitcher perfect. Fanyas a drive into left field. Lee running back. Still going. He's got the ball. Just short of the track. A couple of players here giving one a ride. That Badu fly out. A.J. Ewing on his horse to make that play. That's probably a home run. At least in Daytona. Probably Dunedin. A couple of other ballparks. But 420 here. They didn't list how far he hit it. I saw the replay as this pitch is a strike to Juan. And A.J. caught it reaching up as he stepped onto the warning track. That's your 410-foot range. And Badu, the way he tossed the bat aside, he thought he got it all. At least enough to do better than a flyout. Home ballpark didn't do him any favors. Ball outside, it's 1-2-1. Lined out to left field. In the third, misfire here from Randall, and it's twos across the board, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch, low for ball 3, and Juan finds himself in a full count. Randall looking for a bounce back inning. 3-2, and Juan takes a third strike, and he's going to challenge immediately. Let me see. It's going to come across the board here. He's going to win the challenge and take his base. The broadcaster gets it before the fans do. Juan shovels the bat aside. He knows. He's heading down there. Somebody told him in the dugout, I'm guessing. So a successful challenge will be ball 4. So 2 challenges in the game, 1 by each team. 1 successful for each team. And that's going to do it for Randall. It's going to be a frustrating finish for him. He thought he had strike 3 for 4 solid innings. Instead, it's overturned to ball 4, a walk, and he's going to be removed from the game. So a pitching change with 2 outs in the top of the 4th. Mets lead 2-0.
Okay. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stluciemets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction at stluciemets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
Shea Timmer is the new pitcher for the Flying Tigers, his first appearance in the series since Tuesday when he closed out the game. The Mets had him on the ropes, but he managed to get through it. The ground out in a double play ball. Here he's in a different kind of spot early in the game, fourth inning. Two outs, a runner on first, and his first pitch is a strike to Vincent Perozzo. Boy, the Flying Tigers have some monsters on their team, their pitching staff. Shea Timmer, 6'10", 280. Thomas Bruss, the Mets have seen a couple of times this weekend. He's 6'8", 280. Guys together could form an offensive line. Josh Randall, 6'4", 256, starter tonight. Swing and a miss by Perozzo. He's behind 0-2, and he will use a timeout. Perozzo a triple last time, and he ended up scoring with two outs on the Ewing single. Timmer will step off, reset the pitch clock. Disengagement number one. Coming set. Juan's running, pitch is grounded right side, but to the waiting Hedin. Throws to first, Perozzo was out, and the side has been retired. No runs, no hits, no errors. One stranded by the Mets in their half of the fourth. They lead 2-0. Matt Allen back to work after this.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stluciemets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Leading off for the Flying Tigers.
2-0 Mets. Matt Allen on for his fourth inning. So he surpassed his longest outing, his first outing at least, by notching three innings tonight after 2 2/3 on Sunday. Brian's serving the batter, and he's greeted with that cutter for strike one. Allen at 39 pitches. He can go around mid-50s today. Might be the mark. Servin serves a ball into left center. Ewing racing in. A.J. loses the cap, but he has the ball. Makes the catch. A.J.'s been busy tonight. That's the third putout for him. And the leadoff man retired. He does it for Matt Allen. He fell behind hitters in the first inning, but got outs. He's been throwing more strikes since. A couple of strikeouts, but not many deep counts. That's the 39 pitches in three innings. There's a check swing. No appeal. Garrett Pennington held up. One ball, no strikes. Here's a shot into center field. Ewing won't get that one. It one hops to him. Clean single for Garrett Pennington. Second hit of the night for the Flying Tigers.
Now batting third baseman.
Take a turn on that cutter. One on, one out. Carson Rucker coming up. Rucker, a pop out to Perozo in his first try. 0 for 1. First pitch, he will pop one up foul. Gutierrez gives it a look. Does he have a shot? No. Four rows in. Four rows deep into the crowd. Speaking of the crowd, it's our best one yet, it appears. Still light. Well, if you're looking to come to a Lakeland Flying Tigers game this season and you didn't come out this week, I don't know what to tell you. The baseball has been good. You could see some major leaguers, and the weather's been pristine. Swing and a miss. Strike two as Rucker was fooled on the cutter. Allen set from the stretch, arm slightly extended. The 0-2 with the cutter down. This time Rucker lays off. Short lead for Pennington at first. One-two pitch. Struck him out. With the cutter again. This one had some nasty movement on it. Rucker down swinging. Third strikeout for Matt Allen. And Fran Yerber Monti will come up. He's come up a handful of times this week with the runner on base, and twice he's pounded two-run homers. And it won't be against Matt Allen, though. As at 47 pitches, Luis Rivera's coming out. And the Mets bullpen, somebody was out there in right field ready. So Fran Yerber Monti will have to wait. Rivera has not signaled yet. The reliever is coming in, and he has not pointed. There's a discussion, and there's the point. So Allen done. Another successful outing for Matt Allen. Game two, back from the three surgeries. Right now he stands at 3 2/3, scoreless baseball. He's on the hook for the runner at first. We'll see if the new reliever can put up a scoreless fourth.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets, for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stlucymets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Channing Austin, next man up. He'll be the long relief tonight, paired with Matt Allen. And his first pitch is a strike at 96 miles an hour to Montilla. And Channing pitched on Sunday against Jupiter. 55 total pitches that day. 0-1 coming to Montilla. Runner goes, pitches a ball. Gutierrez's throw, the tag, save. Oof, that was the closest one yet. Gutierrez throw a little high. And Vargas had to reach up, catch it, and then apply the tag. And Pennington kind of overslid that bag, but Vargas couldn't scamper and apply a second tag. Now, Gutierrez, he's been so close in that one last week where he had a perfect strike that Baez missed. He had a pretty good throw early in this game, but the pitch to the plate was too slow. 0-2 on Montilla, and he fouls one away. I was thinking today, I was doing the game notes for the broadcast, and said, you know what? Like, yes, it's been an issue, the stealing of the bases. Now, Lakeland's not a free-running team. But they've had success this week stealing bases when they've wanted to. So we get ready for the 0-2, and time is called. But the Mets have 30 games against Jupiter this season. 30. And Jupiter in the first three games stole 17 bases. So that's going to be a team the Mets are going to have to deal with a lot, and they're going to have to figure out how to throw guys out stealing bases. 0-2 pitch, a narrow miss. 1-2. And Lakeland this week, now up to 11 stolen bases and not once caught in five games. A rocket foul out to the left. You say, well, it's not very good. Well, it's five games, so they're averaging it's about two stolen bases per game. And Jupiter on its own in Sunday stole 9. So, yeah, the Mets, that's going to be a concern when they're playing those running teams. One and two on Montilla. Austin trying to finish him off. Here's the pitch, and he does. A slider foul tip for strike 3, and the inning is over. No runs, one hit, no errors. One man standing in scoring position. 4 in the books. Mets lead the Flying Tigers 2-0 on a Saturday night in Lakeland. Yes.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stlucimets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers, call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
It's a bullpen game now as Timmer finished out the fourth inning for Randall, and Austin finished out the fourth inning for the Mets. Both starters went 3 2/3. For Matt, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. So second straight appearance to start the year scoreless. Getting a little further stretched out. Mets still taking easy with them. 44 pitches last time, 47 tonight. Timmer back out there and throws ball one as he faces Marco Vargas, who is 0 for 1 with a strikeout, walk, and a run. One-oh pitch is inside. 2-0. Ball batted out of play, upside. Two-one pitches, a hammered into right field, down and bouncing. Vargas going to speed up to second base, and he slides in safely with the double. Marco Vargas gets Goodwood on that ball. On for the second time in a scoring position to start this fifth inning. Ooh boy, in the Masters, Bryson DeChambeau. Long-range birdie on 18. And that's going to set up the Sunday showdown with McIlroy, isn't it? Wow, what a final pairing that'll be tomorrow. McIlroy, two shots ahead. Back to the game. Timmer's first pitch to Trey Snyder is a ball high. Trey today, a walk and a strikeout. A big bouncing ball will go out to the shortstop, Montilla. He rifles away, and it goes into the dugout. Vargas is going to come home and score. And it's 3-0 Mets as Montilla unleashes a hellacious throw away from his first baseman, Pennington, and they scatter in the Lakeland dugout in the first base side. And Snyder, I don't know if that's going to be infield hit or not. And that was a high bouncer. Montilla, off balance from the grass, made the throw. But either way, Vargas was going to third, and he's awarded home plate on the throwaway. And Snyder's going to go to second on the error. It's been a really clean couple of days defensively. And the Mets haven't made an error in the last two. Lakeland only one error in the last two last night. So that was uncharacteristic. And now Rene Rivera is going to want an explanation why the runners are moving up. I'm not sure what the issue is, but it was pretty clear that Vargas was on third when the ball sailed in the dugout and Snyder was on first, so they each get the extra base. The discussion is over. So a third run for the Mets. They've yet to put it on the scoreboard. Snyder out there at second. And a hard ground ball foul by Ewing. Well, AJ, again, that must, they say it, and I don't know, because I would never know the feeling, but a hitter, the ball coming looks like the size of a beach ball. He's just on everything right now. And the line out, 106 off the bat in the first inning, the hard ground ball single in the third, that rip shot just foul. And this ball is yanked into right field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. And it's misplayed in right field by Badu. Ewing's going to turn on the Jets. He's going to third. Snyder's in. It's now 4-0 Mets. It'll be an RBI single for Ewing, and he's going to go two extra bases on the second error in short order against the Flying Tigers. And Badu may be having some trouble with the sun setting sun in right field. That ball just ate him up. So Ewing stays scorching hot. He's now up to 8 RBIs in this series. The Flying Tigers will be glad to see him in the rearview mirror. J.T. Schwartz next infield is going to run in. Still nobody out. And Ewing on third, and this ball is fouled off. Cleaning up the scorebook here, Trey Snyder reaching on an error. They called that just a straight error. No hit, an error. So his run is unearned. The Vargas run, the Ewing and Snyder run. As this ball swung on and missed by Schwartz, correction, the Vargas run is now earned after the Ewing single. And the Snyder run unearned. J.T. Schwartz, a single and an RBI. His last at-bat is behind nothing in two here. Interesting operation by the Flying Tigers and strategy. They have the infield back, and as the pitcher starts to deliver, they all run in. When the at-bat starts, they've stayed in during this whole at-bat. 0-2 pitch, and it's fouled away. But I keep thinking, as they've done it all series, that it's a one-out, no-out, runner-on-third situation, and they're playing back. And I'm like, are they going to move in or not? And they start to run in as the pitcher begins his motion. I'm sure the reasoning for that. Maybe to distract the batter. 0-2 pitch, and Schwartz will take high. Maybe to keep the guys moving around. But it's like a synchronized operation out there. All at once. 1-2 on Schwartz. Timmer has had some faulty defense behind him this inning. A 1-2, and Schwartz will swing late and foul it away. Somehow got a piece of that changeup. He was fooled, but managed to recover in time. 4-0 Mets, two runs in this inning. Vargas scoring on the throwing error, and Ewing driving in Snyder. Timmer the 1-2, and it swung on and missed. Schwartz chased up way high for out number one.
Coming to the plate, catcher,
that'll bring up Diverson Gutierrez. Trying to drive home Ewing from third. Gutierrez, a flyout and a ground out. Infield remains in. First pitch, he yanks it through the left side of the infield for an RBI single. Ewing scores, and Diverson Gutierrez has started this season on a five-game hitting streak. 5-0 Mets. All over that first pitch. Drawn in defense. Rucker had no chance at third base. More clutch hitting by the Mets in this series. They have not seemed to have wasted a lot of opportunities. Third run of the inning. And Colin Houck, 0-2, will take a slider away for ball one. Mets building upon their lead here in the middle of the game. Up to six hits, matching their total from last night. Pickoff throw, and Gutierrez dives back in. He's safe. Now, leads the size of this have been few and far between this week. As Houck swings and misses at a sinker. And you got to really go to the 11th inning on Wednesday night when the Mets scored six runs to go up 13-7. I think that's been the largest lead of the week. This ball misses. And the Mets had a brief 3-1 lead in game one, but Lakeland won 6-4. Lakeland was up 5-2 in game two. The Mets came back to win that one in extras as Houck takes a curveball up. A seesaw battle early on Thursday, saw the Mets carry a 6-2 lead to the eighth inning, but Wilson Lopez coughed it up. As Houck grounds one deep to third, a backhand pick by Rucker. He's going to go to first to retire Houck. That's a nice play. Backhand on a short hop at the third base bag by Rucker.
Coming to the plate, left fielder.
Houck is out. And Gutierrez is up to second. He had no chance the way he was positioned to get the lead runner, Gutierrez. But that saved probably a run. And if that ball gets underneath the glove and trickles out into left field, Gutierrez might be able to score. But he's in scoring position for Fanyas, who's 0-2. And Timmer's pitch is hit up the middle, waiting in the pie slice is Montilla. The throw gets away! Another bad throw by Montilla. Gutierrez scores, and it's 6-0 St. Lucie. The third error of the inning by the Flying Tigers. The second throwaway by Montilla. So Fanyas aboard. Gutierrez in. Unearned run. And for the Mets, they have scored four times in this inning. Simone Juan at the plate, first pitch swinging. Skies it into center field, Strong jogging in the shadow makes the play, and the side is finally retired. The Mets taking advantage of porous defense from the Flying Tigers, scoring four in the inning. It's 6-0 St. Lucie through five.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
You guys said at the break that we're at the half, we're at through five. Not true. Halfway through the fifth. We're halfway home. Not through five yet. It's the bottom of the fifth. Bottom of the order for the Flying Tigers against Channing Austin. Gets a clean slate here. First pitch is fouled back. The Mets matching their largest lead of the series, 6 runs. Again, the winner of this game takes the series lead heading into the Sunday finale. Mets have been impressive this week as this pitch is thrown for a strike. A shaky start. First 8 innings on Tuesday night, not much happening. They put a charge into the game in the 9th inning but fell just short. Great comeback win on Wednesday when they were looking at an 0-2 deficit as this ball is fouled off. Absolutely should have won the game on Thursday, up 6-2 in the 8th inning. Couldn't finish that one off. Shook it off yesterday and won. Now yesterday, you know, they did what they had to do. They took advantage of the situation. All those rehabbers, McNeil, Alvarez, Gilbert. You know, you have those three in the lineup, you really should win that game, and those three helped out, and the Mets did win. A swing and a miss by Fania, and he's gone. And Channing Austin starts this inning with the strikeout. He finished the fourth with the strikeout. And now tonight, riding that momentum. So really, since the 9th inning on Tuesday, the Mets have played really well. It's good to see. It's still early in the season as this ball is up to Jackson Strong. But that first 3-game series against Jupiter, that had shades of 2023 and 2024, a path the team does not want to go down again. as this ball is popped foul. But the defense has improved. The Mets have hit the ball. They've pitched it well. And they've done so for a good little stretch here. And on the road, too. Sometimes you get these young teams and they go on the road, these overnight spots. Some of these guys have never had to do that before. Well, when it's been time to play between the lines, as Strong swings through a fastball, the Mets have looked the part. Now, look, there are going to be ebbs and flows with the team this young. Right now, they're riding the fun part of the wave. 1-2 pitch, and it's hit into center field. Ewing in the sunlight makes the catch, and Strong is out. 2-up, 2-down for Channing Austin.
Coming to the plate, left fielder, number 7.
That's what you want to do as a pitcher when your offense has a big inning. Let's put up a 4 spot in the top of the 5th. You want to lock down bottom half to keep that momentum on your side, taking advantage of the bottom of the order. Patrick Lee 0-for-1 with the ground out. Austin comes right at him with the fastball, but it's low, 89. Six nothing, St. Lucie, 2 outs, bases empty. Bottom 5th, Austin delivers the 1-0. Wide at 91, 2 balls and no strikes. Austin set from the middle of the rubber, the 2-0 pitch. A check swing on appeal. Did he go? No. 3-0, and now we have a challenge. Too late. Too late. Gutierrez asked for the appeal and then said, no, that's a ball. Well, I'll try to get a strike. And, doesn't look like the live data has come in on that pitch. I couldn't tell you. But time had expired. It's another one of those nuances. A 3-0 pitch. Too high. It's a 4-pitch walk.
So
the bottom of the 5th will continue for the top of the order, Woody Hadeen. Yeah, so if you're a catcher, and you catch the ball, then you appeal the check swing, and then you don't get that call, so you challenge. It takes a moment. It's supposed to be simultaneous. Runner goes, pitches a ball. Gutierrez's throw, a perfect strike. Did he stay on the bag? Yes, he did. Lee is safe. Gutierrez, another good throw. Just not there in time. Hope the young man doesn't get too frustrated, because if he keeps unleashing those, he's going to get them eventually. It's a good jump by Lee. A two-out runner in scoring position. Hadeen took that first pitch for a strike. He's trying to steal third. Gutierrez's throw is perfect this time. Got him! Iverson Gutierrez, a perfect hose to third base, and Lee is out. That's bad base running. He's already in scoring position with two outs. He just ran himself right out of the inning. And now we're through 5, and the Mets continue to lead 6-0. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at gotoworkhappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus, $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
A new pitcher is on the mound for the Flying Tigers in the sixth. It's right-hander Ricky Venasco, who's on a minor league rehab assignment. Originally drafted by the Rangers in 2017. Does have four games of big league experience. He also started a game earlier this week, pitched one inning as the starter on Wednesday, a scoreless inning. And he will throw ball one inside to Vincent Perozzo. So second phase of the rehab for Venasco is to come out of the bullpen. Ball one to Vincent Perozzo, and then Perozzo takes a curveball for strike one. Shea Timmern inning the third, three hits, four runs, one earned. No walks and a strikeout. Pitches in the dirt, two balls and a strike. Two-one, high for ball three. 6-0 Mets, two runs in the third and four more in the sixth. Three errors in that fifth inning. Correction, the fifth inning. We're in the sixth. Scored four in the fifth. We'll get it straight one of these days. Perozzo's going to take ball four outside. He's on for the second time for the nine spot. The lineup will turn over to Vargas, who's having a good night. Struck out to start the game, but a walk, a double, and two runs since.
Now batting shortstop, Marco Vargas.
Vargas, the lefty, waits on the first pitch. Good size lead by Perozzo, not running. Curveball is called a strike. Venasco, the 1-0. Knee-high fastball for strike two. Caught the very bottom of the strike zone. Venasco set. Servin wants it up high. It goes down the middle. It's tapped up the middle, and it's going to squeak on through for a base hit. Perozzo will hit the bag at second and go to third. Seeing eye single for Marco Vargas. As Venasco missed his spot, Servin wanted the pitch high above the strike zone. Pitch went pretty much belt high. And just enough mustard on that ground ball to get through past Hedin. And that might be an example where the pie slice comes into effect. How many times over the years do the shortstop or second baseman kind of stand over second base and just field that ball? Now the pie slice keeps them out, helps the lefty hitters. So another good scoring opportunity for the Mets as they try to extend this lead. They're at the corners. Vargas trying to steal. The throw is too high, and Vargas keeps his left foot on the bag. He is safe. So second and third for the Mets. With nobody out, infield back in as Trey Snyder awaits on the 1-0. And you'll have to wait a little longer as Venasco steps off the rubber. Snyder 0 for 2 with the walk. Did reach on an error as well in the fifth inning. And he fouls one away off to the right here. And it's a ball and a strike. 6-0 Mets. They can put themselves in prime position here. Get a Saturday night W if they can push across those two runs here and make it an 8-0 game. 1-1, Snyder a late swing and a foul, and it's a ball and two strikes. Ewing to follow, and then Schwartz. Schwartz Snyder hasn't quite got it going yet. 1-2 pitch, and he will take it low for a ball. I think once you start to clear out some of the rehabbers, and even to an extent, Jesus Baez and Marco Vargas, guys who would be up in high A if not for injuries last season. Well, Snyder's going to get more playing time, and with more playing time, should start to settle in. 2-2. Snyder hits a hard ground ball right to the shortstop, Montilla. Throw goes to first. Here comes Perozzo to the plate. He's safe! Wow, Perozzo trying to fire up the dugout. He takes off from third as soon as Montilla throws to first. Wow, and he's got a lot of high fives entering the dugout. 7-0 Mets. What guts from Perozzo. Infield in, sharply at ball at Montilla. Montilla checks Perozzo back. He takes off anyways. As soon as that ball was released in his head-first dive into home plate, he was clearly safe. You got to love the way Vincent Perozzo is playing to start this season. Bringing a lot of energy. Now Vargas down to third. Heads up base running by him, too. When he saw the throw going home, he took third. And with one out, Ewing at the plate, A.J. swings and misses. Don't necessarily need a hit here. Ewing fights one off foul. He's behind nothing and two. Ewing steps out, now back in. Infield remains in. Ewing, two more RBI tonight, 8 in the series. 0-2 pitch is low. He's got a ninth hanging out there at third base, potentially. A 1-2 pitch. Ewing takes it in the dirt. Good block by Servin. Back to the Perozzo scramble home. I don't think the Flying Tigers necessarily did anything wrong. I mean, Montilla checked him, made a strong throw to first after he had some issues last inning. And Pennington's throw from first to home was not bad either. Perozzo was just committed. Committed and speedy. 2-2 pitch, and Ewing swings and misses on the fastball. That might be the surprise of the series. There are not many unproductive at-bats for AJ this year. Give him a pass. 7-0 Mets, the score remains. And JT Schwartz will look for a two-out RBI. Schwartz 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the third and also two strikeouts. A balk has been called. Barked out by Jacob Ashworth. Vanasco wants to know what the deal is. Vargas will jog on home, touch the plate, 8-0 Mets. Vanasco still wants an explanation. So does Servin. And here comes Rene Rivera. And you could hear it on the crowd, Mike. It was yelled out loud. It must have been the home plate umpire because that's who the catcher, Servin, and Rene Rivera are talking to. But the base umpire is right there behind the mound staring in, and if he's the one who called it, then they'd be talking to him, but he's already down the first base line. I didn't see it, but I'm not that close to it either. Well, that about sums up the night for the Flying Tigers. All the errors last inning, they balk in a run this inning with two outs, just not going well for them. First to reach for the Mets, and they both end up scoring. And the Mets now the 8-run lead. 7-run lead was their largest of the season. Now it's up to 8. Two outs in the top of the sixth. Schwartz takes a pitch low, and it's that the first pitch of the inning, or of the at-bat, so 1-0. Tough rehab inning for Vanasco. Unleashes a curveball that gets over for a strike. 1-1. A cutter down. Swung through and missed. One, two count. Schwartz will step out. Deep exhale. Now back in. The 1-2. Schwartz will take it for a ball. Close pitch. Too far inside. Well, close. Challenged, I think it would have been a ball. It's hard to tell. Two balls, two strikes. Benasco delivers, and it's popped out of play. Schwartz stays alive. Another pitch, swung on and missed. The fastball this time gets by Schwartz, down on strikes for the third time. Another good inning for the Mets. They score two more. Perozzo with the aggressive base running. Vargas comes in for the third time today. This one on a balk. 8-0 St. Lucie halfway through the sixth inning.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialist in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better, move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
Woody Hedin will lead off for Lakeland in the bottom of the sixth. He was at the plate last inning as he takes strike one, as Patrick Lee was thrown out trying to steal third. That doesn't make sense to me. You're a fast guy. You're already in scoring position with two outs. You're going on contact anyways. So, I mean, the risk of being thrown out should outweigh the need to get third base. Channing Austin throws the 0-1 pitch for a ball. 1-1. Another pitch outside. It's 2-1. Austin in inning and a third, hitless, scoreless to this point. The long man from the Mets bullpen tonight. This is low with the fastball, and it's 3-1. Now, it looks like he's trying to pick his way around the strike zone. And 8-0 should come right at these guys. He didn't on this pitch. He missed. He walked the last batter he faced in the fifth, and he walks the first batter in the sixth. And again, big lead. Want to be aggressive. Defense playing well right now. Throw strikes, and you still want to make your pitches, but be aggressive in throwing strikes. Should be the strategy right now. Back to Badu, and he will take a fastball for a strike at 94. Badu thought he had changed the game last time up. Hit one 410 feet straightaway center. Caught on the run by A.J. Ewing. That had left the ballpark. Been a tie game as this pitch is called a strike. Nothing in two. That one ramped up to 96 by Austin. But it's changed since the last time Padu's been up. It's now 8-0 Mets. 0-2 pitch. Missed outside with the fastball. Programming note, tomorrow's game will be at noon. Another good weather day. The on-time start. Final time for the Mets in Joker Marchant Stadium in 2025. Pitch is fouled off. It's been a difficult ballpark, the House of Horrors. The last two times the Mets were here in 2022 and 2023, were spared a trip here in 2024. They were not supposed to come here in 2020 this year, the original schedule. But the new schedule that came out early this year had them here in week one. Pitch in the dirt, bounces away, a wild pitch. Hedin is up to second base. So far, Mets in good shape here to take the series lead ahead of the finale. There's still time to go. There have been some wacky games already in the Florida State League. And teams have mounted multi-run comebacks this week late. 2-2 pitch, and Austin gets the swing and a miss from Badu on the cutter. Strikes him out. Third strikeout for Channing.
Coming to the plate, catcher Brian
Servin will come up. One gone in the sixth, runner at second base. Mets leading by a score of 8-0. Lakeland only two hits tonight. A double by Hedin back in the third. And a single by Pennington in the fourth. Those against Matt Allen, who won't get the win, not qualified. Oh, a slider hits Servin. So Austin battling the command here. Last three batters walk. Four batters walk, walk, strikeout, hit, batter. And this is the time the game where you want to be throwing strikes repeatedly. That slider just left the fingers too soon. So first and second for the Flying Tigers. It's the first time tonight they've had multiple runners on at the same time. Mets bullpen. Start milling about. Out beyond the right field wall. Guys wearing sweatshirts tonight. It is that kind of night. Great pick by Gutierrez as Austin spikes another one. Tried for the cutter, landed about a foot in front of home plate. .101 Pennington. And it's a ground ball to third. Schwartz will chop, throw to second. Snyder holds the bag. Nice play by Trey at second to secure the second out that forces out Servin. Well, Schwartz took a risk there. He had to throw back against his body as he charged that. Made a nice pick on the short bounce. And he had all his momentum going towards first. Could have taken the easy out there of Pennington. Instead, he kind of whipped around through against the grain and got the out at second thanks to the good catch by Snyder. That's two outs as Pennington is on first and Hedin's on third. Rucker the batter. And he takes ball one. And it's been challenged by the Mets by Gutierrez. Let's see if he can overturn ball one to a strike. He cannot. It missed. Yeah, I'm not crazy about that challenge. It missed by 1.2 inches. But the first pitch of an at-bat. At least it wasn't the last challenge. The Mets now have one left the rest of the game. 1-0 coming. And it's fouled back. A ball and a strike. So Schwartz getting a rare game in third base. He's made both plays, hit two of him. And he got that tag down, and the caught stealing in the fifth. 1-1 to Rucker, and he takes a pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Now Austin, despite shaky command in this sixth inning, has a chance to work through it scoreless. And he's a strike away. The 1-2, a ground ball to the shortstop. Vargas goes the short route to Snyder. Inning over. So when Channing Austin needed to make pitches in the strike zone, he did, and he got the outs. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two stranded by Lakeland. The Mets continue to lead this game by a score of 8-0 through six innings.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
A new pitcher on the mound. It's a lefty. First one of the night, Chris Williams. And is he going to be hit with the pitch clock violation? No. Uh-oh. Somebody from the Mets bullpen was scampering from the clubhouse to the bullpen, running on the warning track, trying to get in there. And he did, but the umpire spotted it. He's not going to ding the Mets with an automatic strike. Well, that would be a rough one. Chris Williams wants to know if he's going to get a new pitch clock. He will. And here comes the first pitch. And it's a ground ball heading through the middle, and it does get to the outfield grass. Diverson Gutierrez rolls one through the pie slice for a base hit. He's now 2-for-4. Coming off a three-hit game two nights ago. Has a multi-hit game today. Already scratched off the five-game hitting streak on the bingo card. Now, Vanasco went an inning on rehab with a hit, two runs, a walk, a balk, and two strikeouts on 24 pitches. Now Williams gets one by Colin Houck for strike one. Swinging strike on a slider. Houck 0 for 3. Gutierrez, good-sized lead, goes back to first as the pitch is thrown home and fouled off. Deep right side. We actually have fans tonight in that Pepsi Pavilion deep down the right field line. Those blue and red Adirondack chairs. They have a lot of Adirondack chairs here. Pitches outside. Also got them in the License to Chill patio beyond the right field wall. You can walk all the way around Joker Marchant Stadium. A boardwalk connects it all. Part of the big 2016-17 renovation project. A 1-2 pitch is in there for strike three. Houck didn't like it, but it looked like it was a good pitch. And he will not use a challenge with the team down to one. And yep, full ball in the strike zone.
Coming to the plate, left fielder Willie
Fanyas next. This was a pretty nice ballpark pre-renovation. Can't remember what it totally looked like, but I was here for those years. And then 2016, oh, what a trip we had here as Fanyas ships one foul. 2016, the Flying Tigers could not play in this building. Once spring training wrapped up March 2016, they were booted out while the big renovation project took place as they renovated the seating bowl, the offices, the batting cage, the boardwalk, just the wholesale change. here to the current, to the what was the current structure as the pitch is delivered for a strike to Fonius. But we played down the road at Henley Field. It's a small, like 500 person ballpark Florida Southern College plays at. It's less than a mile from the ballpark as Fonius swings and misses. And it was that strike three. And it was an experience. I did the broadcasting, and there was no booth. I did it from basically a bench in the stands. The players sat next to me as they charted. That was back in the day when pitchers charted from the seats. They don't do that anymore. Now you got analytics folks, and you can watch games on the in-house TVs. Nobody charts anymore. That's days gone by. An inside-out swing for Simone Juan, and he loops it into right field for a hit. Gutierrez is going to go to third, and Simone Juan picks up his first hit of the night and his second of the year to set up runners at the corners. Mets trying to score for a third straight inning.
Coming to the plate, first baseman Vincent Perozzo.
And Vincent Perozzo, who's had a really good night with the triple and a walk and two runs from the ninth spot, will try to drive in a run with a couple outs here and pad the Mets' 8-0 lead in the top of the seventh. Time called as ball boy bring out more baseballs. Yeah, that was a fun team, that 2016 team, a fun staff. We had a good time. All the games were played in the daytime as Perozzo checks his swing. So you wake up, you go to the ballpark, play the game, and you had the whole night to, you know, kind of hang out. I believe golf was played, lots of staff dinners. Those were four-game series, not six-gamers. Breaking ball inside, but that staff had Luis Rojas managing the team. He would go on to manage New York Mets. Now the third base coach for the Yankees. And Valentino Pascucci, all-time guy right there. Val Pascucci, former New York Met. Perozzo yanks a ball into right field. That's going to get down and roll. Vincent Perozzo has driven in a run, and he's going to stop at second with the two-out double. It is 9-0 Mets. Vincent Perozzo having himself a day. Add a double to his already triple and walk from the nine spot. What a great start to his season. Gutierrez scores. Simone Juan winds up at third. That's now up to 10 hits. Their third time in five games this week, getting to the double-digit hit mark. So those are fond memories we have in Lakeland, and this is another one right here tonight. Vargas grounds out, first time in the last four trips he's been retired, and that will end the inning. But another run for the Mets on three more hits, no errors, two men stranded. It's 9-0 St. Lucie at the seventh inning stretch. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh for the Flying Tigers, Brooksock, Ranyerber Montillo.
Ranyerber Montilla, not Montillo, Montilla. That's the batter. That PA guy is bringing it tonight. Montilla, first pitch swinging, hits the ball high in the sky. Center field, A.J. Ewing makes another catch. One pitch, one out. As we start the bottom of the seventh inning with the Mets firmly in control, 9-0. First really runaway game this season. Either way. First pitch to Nomar Fania is a ball. Fania 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Channing Austin continuing to pitch for the Mets. Stands to be the winning pitcher tonight. Throws the ball outside. Daytona was up 10-1 yesterday in a similar spot in the game. And I looked at the score, and it was then 11-10 Daytona over Clearwater. So let's not get too far ahead of ourselves as this ball is outside. What else is happening around the Florida State League tonight? I would give the Flying Tigers a better chance to come back from 9-0 deficit if they had more than two hits. And they just haven't swung it well today, and a lot of that is Matt Allen and Channing Austin. Pitch is high, 95, and that is ball four. Jupiter, every series in the Florida State League this week, all five of them, as we have a mound visit, so this is a perfect time to discuss this. All five series are tied 2-2. And we have competitive games around the league tonight outside of this one. Jupiter's up 7-6 in the bottom of the fifth against Dunedin, so a wild one there. Whereas that series started with a 22-walk game by Jupiter's pitching staff. Dunedin won the first two. Jupiter's won the most recent two. Fort Myers in Tampa. In the middle of the sixth inning, Fort Myers at home leads 2-1. We'll see Tampa next week. Clearwater hosting Daytona. Top of the fifth, Clearwater up 4-3. One-run game there. And Palm Beach is up 6-1 at home on the road at Bradenton. A fly ball deep into the right center field gap by Strong. Two Mets are there, and it's going to be missed by both. Ewing will pick it up and get it to the infield. That looked like Simone Juan might have run interference there for A.J. Ewing, and it was in and out of Ewing's glove. And Strong will get to second and Fine to third. The Mets miss out on a chance to secure out number two. It was hit a long way, but both players there, and not much communication would appear. Now, luckily, no collision, and they're both okay. Patrick Lee is at the plate. Two in scoring position, one out in the bottom of the seventh. It's going to be ruled a double for Strong as this pitch misses. Well, that keeps the Mets' error-free streak intact. Not made one since Wednesday. Pitch misses, and it's 3-0. So a walk, a double on a missed communication play out in the outfield, and now a 3-0 count. This after the first pitch of the inning was recorded as a flyout. A ground ball foul, so Lee taking his cuts, 3-0. Ball is fouled away. Well, you know what? I'm seeing the replay of this double, and I think Simone Juan was okay. I think he seemed to, well, it's close. He did bail out at the last moment, but Ewing could definitely sense his presence. There's a ball cut on foul, and it's a 3-2 count. I mean, both players going for the ball. Simone kind of peels away at the end. AJ's trying to get underneath And they were within like 3 feet of each other. Ewing just didn't see it into the mitt. So, tough break. Ooh, and there's ball four high. So, Austin battles back to make it a full count, but loses him. And the Flying Tigers have loaded the bases in the seventh inning with one out. And if there was ever a time for them to start building a comeback, it's right here with the top of the lineup against pitchers having trouble the last few innings throwing strikes. And Austin has compiled here now 5 walks tonight. Swing and a miss by Hedin. Correction, combination of 5 hit batters and walks. So 4 walks and a hit batter. Hedin, a double and a walk and a ground out tonight from the top spot. 0-1 pitch, a called strike on the corner, and it's nothing in 2. And we have some stirring in the Mets bullpen. Austin, the 0-2 pitch, and it's a tapper out to the shortstop, Vargas. He's going to go to first in time for the out. Run scores, and it's 9-1. That was a close play at first base. Vargas decides to get the out at first, doesn't try to push the envelope and force out Lee at second. Fania scores, Strong to third, Lee up to second. Look, that's the right play. 9-0 game. Get the second out. Get the second out. 9-1 now. You know, flip it on to second. Everybody's safe. Swing and a miss by Akil Baddoo. Always dangerous to start counting outs, but you know, when you're up by this margin, just get the out that's given to you. A tapper out towards Snyder. He's going to field. Throw across his body, and there's out number 3. So that's pretty good damage control by Channing Austin. Last couple innings with some walks, but then he quickly gets a couple outs back in the strike zone, and it's just 1 run on a ground out. Mets will certainly live with that. Both teams score in the 7th. It's a 9-1 St. Lucie lead as we move to the 8th inning at Joker Marchant Stadium.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
7-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
We're in the 8th inning. Chris Williams back out there facing Trey Snyder. He throws strike 1. It'll be Snyder, Ewing, and Schwartz in this inning with the Mets up 8 runs, 9-1, out hitting Lakeland 10-3. No errors for the Mets, 3 for the Flying Tigers. Williams delivers a pitch that's grounded to the shortstop, Montilla. It's been an adventure with the throws. This one a perfect strike. One up, one down for Williams. Looks like the Mets might have a new pitcher coming in the 8th. So we have a right-hander warming up in the bullpen. 500, 600 feet away from the views of this broadcaster. Here's Ewing, 2-for-4 tonight. Another good day for AJ at the plate. Two singles, an RBI, a couple RBI in the mix as always. Fouls went off to the left. Possible, I don't know what else is happening around the league as far as individual players, but he might be in the mix for a Player of the Week award. Checks his swing here. Just noticed that we have a pinch hitter on deck in Yonatan Henriquez. So that means JT Schwartz, his day is done. The 7 innings at third base, the progression continues for him. 1-for-4 at the plate. The RBI single and 3 strikeouts. Pitches up high to Ewing. Count is 2 balls and a strike. Ewing drives a ball deep into right field, and this one's heading back, and it's gone. Bye-bye baseball. A.J. Ewing adds to his tremendous week with his first home run of the season. Out in a hurry. And it's a 10-1 Mets lead. He can't be stopped right now. Have a week, A.J. Ewing. Three more hits for him today. He had a 4-hit game earlier this week. 3 RBI tonight. Now 9 in the series. As Henriquez will check into the game. Umpire marking it down in his score sheet. In his book, A.J. Ewing. 108.7 off the bat. Came on a slider. I don't know if we'll get any more StatCast information. That ball just did clear in right. No StatCast information. Other than the fact of how hard it was hit. He went down and got that pitch. Landed on the facing that license to chill patio sign. Ball and a strike to Henriquez. Dribbles one foul. Well, this is, I mentioned it earlier in the series, and I'll say it again, that very reminiscent of what Nick Morabito did last year. He was a high school draft pick in 2022, Morabito. Finished out 2023 in St. Lucie and then erupted like a volcano at the start of 2024 as Henriquez takes the ball and won the FSL Player of the Month award in April and was quickly up to Brooklyn. Established himself as a good Mets prospect as Henriquez strikes out swinging. And, you know, AJ comes over last year, plays, I think, 60-some-odd games with St. Lucie, looks solid. But he has now taken the jump that Morabito did in the offseason. There's Diverson Gutierrez, another player taking a jump. 2 more hits tonight for him. He fouls one off. And fouls another off. It's a carbon copy. So I wonder, just A.J. Ewing, he struck out with the runner at third in his previous at-bat. You know that had to bother him. So what does he do this time? We're just going to hit the ball out of the yard. It's a nice response. So Ewing entered the day 8-for-17 in the series. And 3-for-4 today. Rather, 4-for-5. 3-for-5. You get it right one of these days as Gutierrez strikes out. So we'll have the updated stats on AJ's week. When we come back, he adds the home run. The Mets have now scored in 4 straight innings and 5 of the last 6. They lead 10-1 mid-8.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College. My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
They got me for another inning and a half, it would appear, and then tomorrow Jake Ricker will take over the broadcast solo, and then we will be together again, reunited at last on Tuesday when the Mets return home to face the Tampa Tarpons. The Subway South Series battle there. Single-A Mets versus single-A Yankees. Channing Austin's back out there. He's at 3 1/3 innings right now. One run ball. He's walked four, struck out three, only one hit. And he throws ball one to Brian Servin. Mets have just kept pounding the ball tonight. Servin hits a ball into center field. Ewing straight away makes the catch. A.J. busy at the plate and in the field. Let's see. That is one, two, three, four, five flyouts caught by A.J. tonight. All right, speaking of, he's now 11 for 22 this week with the home run, two doubles, nine RBI, seven runs scored, and three stolen bases. And he had the sac fly game winner last night. So, big week for Ewing. I dare somebody to beat that one. I have a feeling I'll be spending my Monday writing a off day writing a press release. Happy to do it. If he wins Player of the Week, he won one last year. Lakeland will be happy to see him go away. Garrett Pennington, a ball and a strike at the plate, and he hits a slow roller out to Jeremy Rodriguez into the game for Vargas. Bad throw, but a great pick by Perozzo, because he's just that kind of player right now for the Mets. Defense, whether it's first base, catching, running the bases, hitting the ball, Vince Perozzo's on a heater right now. So Rodriguez into the game, replacing Vargas. And Vargas, as his progression continues, plays seven innings at short. And we have a strike delivered to Carson Rucker. Two up, two down. Even though the Mets have limited Lakeland to one run on three hits today, haven't been a lot of clean innings. You got to go back to the second inning, the only 1-2-3 inning of the night. Turned in by Matt Allen. Channing Lawson's had minimal traffic on the bases. Except for the base-loaded situation last inning, which just get the next two out, move on. That's what he did. The 1-1 pitch is fouled away. One-two pitch inside. I should also mention that Yonatan Henriquez is at third. That was a straight change with Schwartz. Pitch is a ball. It's a full count. Austin trying to put away Rucker and finish off a 1-2-3 eighth inning. The payoff pitch missed. That will be ball four. And we'll see if Luis Rivera is going to make a pitching change. They've had a reliever ready out there. And yeah, it looks to be that way. It's frustrating for Channing Austin. Want to finish on a 1-2-3 inning. And he issues his fifth walk of the game. And we will have that pitching change with two outs in the eighth. Mets lead it 10-1. We'll be back with a new pitcher after these messages.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Josh Blum into the game for St. Lucie. First time since Tuesday. He pitched the final two and a third innings. Maybe he'll finish out this one as well. Mets have a couple of new pitchers who could appear tonight. This ball is socked deep right center field by Montilla. Way back there, Ewing racing back, and he can't make the catch, and he crashes into the wall as it bounces off the warning track, over the wall, hits the light pole, and comes back into the plate. It's a ground rule double, and now the concern for Ewing. He's up. He's up and walking it off. It's a ground rule double, and that means that Rucker will have to go back to third. So Montilla continues to swing a pretty impressive bat. A couple of home runs this week, and that one probably further, maybe not further than his light pole home run, but it was to one of the deepest parts of the park. But the ground rule double takes a run off the board. A rude greeting for Blum. And with the music still playing, he delivers a pitch to Nomar Fania. It was 0-for-2. A couple of strikeouts, a walk, and a run. The only run for Lakeland as the Mets lead 10-1. Two in scoring position and two outs in the eighth. Blum's pitch is rolled over foul. That kind of night for Lakeland, right? Ball bounces over the wall, and runners have to go back. And the three-error inning. Not a lot going right for the home team tonight. 1-1 pitch, and it's outside. Blum from Houston, Texas, the Mets' 16th rounder out of USC last summer. Two-1 pitch to Fania. It's popped out of play. It's going to land in the suites off to my left. I don't think anybody's in the suites tonight. I flanked the press box, the broadcast booth on the left and right side. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. It was a two-up, two-down inning, but a walk and a double. Now Blum trying to escape it. The 2-2. Check swing, doesn't matter. It's a called strike, and we have a challenge. So we wait, and that's going to be in the strike zone. Fans don't know it yet, but live stats have it in the strike zone. So Blum comes in, and after the double, gets a strikeout, strands a pair. Mets have stranded two runners each of the past three innings. The fans groan as they see the graphic on the video board. Half a ball in the strike zone. We are on to the ninth. Mets leading 10-1.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
We have a new pitcher in the game as Colin Houck. They can feel free to turn the music off anytime now. Yeah, the game is starting. Hello. There we go. Let's remember to turn. I mean, the fans are enjoying Journey. Don't stop believing. Of course, we all do, right? But not at the expense of actually starting the game. We have a new pitcher on the mound. Pitcher. Position player pitching alert, Christian Santana. And he's throwing lobs up there, and Colin Houck soars one foul. So, yeah, 10-1. They're going to save the bullpen for tomorrow as Chris Williams went a couple of innings. And now Santana, let's see if the Mets can pile on here. As Houck drives ball into left field, and it's going to be caught on the run by Lee. Well, Colin smoked it. It's a hanging. They classify it as a changeup, but. No, that thing's coming in at 51 miles an hour. It's just him just throwing a ball up there. You don't see it a lot. But tough day for Houck, 0 for 5. But that was a well-struck ball. Just and this ball is poked into right center by Fanyas. He'll jog down to first. It's another lob ball in there. Statcast will call that a slider. It was just a straight 54-mile-an-hour offering. And at least he's throwing strikes. Houck's lineout, by the way, 104 off the bat. Santana. Infielder by trade. Lobs one over. That one's cranked into left field by Juan. Yeah, he might, I mean, I don't know what he can do to mix it up, but he might have to start doing that because this is BP right now. Just lobbing it in there at the same speed as Louis Rivera would. Belt high 50 mile an hour pitches. Here's Perozzo. He's had a big night. I mean, this is stat padding time. Santana's first pitch. No, he went with something a little firmer. 74, the fans hooting and hollering, those who remain. Maybe the first few pitches were changeups. 0-1, and that's going to be fouled away up to 77 on that pitch. O-2, Perozzo lunges over the plate and fouls it off, and that's going to reach the stands. 60 miles an hour there. Chris Williams, two innings, four hits, two runs, both earned, no walks and four strikeouts. 29 pitches. Fastball, call the ball. No challenge. I think Lakeland has one left. A 1-2 to Perozzo, and he will swing away late and foul it off. Santana's pitch. Another ball that's swung on late and fouled in the Mets dugout. So Perozzo just hasn't quite been able to line this up. He's tripled in the third. He doubled in the seventh. He's also walked. He has scored twice and driven in a run, batting ninth. Santana, another 1-2 pitch. And it's a little high and in. Two balls, two strikes. Santana's pitch is outside. No lunging over the plate this time. Full count. Vanyas on second, Juan on first. 3-2, and Perozzo, big cut and a miss. And the crowd loves it. Well, Perozzo's had a great day. Want to put that one behind him. Yeah, he was licking his chops. Sure, his eyes were wide as that fastball came in at 77. It was out of the zone, but close enough where, yeah, he's hacking. So Jeremy Rodriguez is up. His first at-bat as he subbed in for Marco Vargas in the eighth. Well, Santana trying to get out of this inning. A liner just hooked foul. And it's 1-1. I mean, hard hit ball by Houck, the hardest of the inning. Fineus and Juan just solid strokes for base hits. And Perozzo going into attack mode, strikes out. This ball fouled away, brought some heat there at 77. I don't think Rodriguez was expecting that. Late swing and a foul. Now give this to Christian Santana. He's coming in. Unenviable spot. He's throwing strikes. Now 1-2. Call, third strike on the corner. The crowd loves it. A challenge by Rodriguez. And he's going to win it. Fans don't know it yet, but that pitch was a ball. And you don't want to go down looking on a position player. So Jeremy will win this challenge. Yeah, that's the biggest reaction this week from the challenge system. And the position player pitching 0.7 inches. He missed by. And that's will retain their last challenge. It's a 2-2 count. Pitch inside. Full count. And the runners will be moving. Vanyas from second, Juan on first. The 3-2, and that missed as well. As soon as they said he'd done a good job throwing strikes, he fires off four straight balls. So the Mets will load the bases with two outs for Trey Snyder. Again, a tough start to this season for Snyder at the plate. He's 0-for-4 tonight, 0-for-5. No, 0-for-4 with the walk, so there's an opportunity for him. And this ball way up high. And you also start to wonder now if Santana, he's at 21 pitches, just not out of gas. I know he's not throwing hard, but still. Tried to guide that one in there. So out of rhythm. It's 2-0. It's now five straight balls. Ball 2-0, speeds it up, and it's a ground ball to the shortstop, Montilla. He goes to second for the force, and hat tip to Christian Santana. The hot-hitting Mets offense, he comes in as a position player, puts up a scoreless ninth, strands the bases loaded, even records a strikeout against a red-hot hitter. All that's left is the last of the ninth. The Mets lead 10-1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Mets closing in on a big victory, leading 10-1. In the bottom of the ninth, Josh Blum on to try to finish it out. Got the last out of the eighth. A non-save situation for him. Channing Austin, four innings, a hit, a run, five walks. One hit batter, three strikeouts, 67 pitches, 37 strikes. He stands to be the winning pitcher in this game. It will be Strong, Lee, and Hedin. 8-9-1 in the order for Lakeland. Four competitive games to start this series, but this one all Mets tonight. The first couple of innings, but the Mets just started to pour it on. Scoring two in the third, four in the fifth, two in the sixth, one in the seventh and eighth. As Blum starts strong with the ball outside. Lakeland, one run on a ground out, four hits tonight. One of those by Strong, a double last time up. Takes the ball, it's 2-0. Blum's pitch is high for ball three. Well, let's swing around the Mets organizational schedule tonight. New York, mentioned earlier, lost in Sacramento to the A's 3-1. David Peterson outdueled by former St. Lucie Met J.T. Ginn. He was traded away by the Mets to Oakland. Eventually made his major league debut last year. Strike is delivered. It's 3-1. Syracuse off to a rough start this season. 3-8 in the AAA season. But leading 4-2 at Lehigh Valley right now. Fly ball deep into right field. That is down off the top of the wall. It stayed in, and it's going to be a long single. Bad bounce for Strong. It got to the wall in a hurry. Hit the wall, came right to Simone Juan, who gunned it to second base. Wall ball single. Daniel Nunez pitching for Syracuse. Got off to a late start in spring training as the Mets ease him back into action. It's kind of been a tough time for him in AAA, so not yet ready to be up to New York. Patrick Lee takes a strike. Didn't like the call. Brandon Sproat, 4 1/3, two hits, one run, two walks, six strikeouts. The Mets' top prospect, who never pitched for St. Lucie. Ground ball, charging in at third as Henriquez fires to first. Got him. What a play by Henriquez. Filling in for JT Schwartz. We know he's got that great arm from the outfield. He just showed it off on the infield as he beats the speedy Lee on the hard-charging chopper. Strong up to second, one down in the inning. Now, Brandon Sproat drafted, 2023? It's Second round, didn't pitch after being drafted. 2024 started in Brooklyn, bypassed St. Lucie. First pitch strike to Woody Hedin. A lot to like about Sproat's arsenal. Solid outing today. Pitch is high for a ball. Another rain out for Binghamton. I believe Binghamton's been postponed four times already this season. Three or four. But a tough break there in Central New York for the Rumble Ponies. Ball is fouled away. Postponed by rain. Brooklyn postponed yesterday, played today, and split a doubleheader against Hudson Valley. Lost 2-0, 1-2-1. Both games in seven innings. 1-2 pitch coming to Hedin. He will take it outside. Now Brooklyn off to a 5-3 start. Foul ball out of play. Zach Thornton off to a really good start for Brooklyn. The pitcher, five shutout innings today. It's 2-0. He pitched a shutout ball in his first outing as well. Once he got healthy in St. Lucie last year, he was up to Brooklyn. 2-2 on Hedin. The pitch is grounded sharply to first. Perozzo down to one knee, stabs it, throws to Blum covering in time. Now Perozzo, another slip play at first base. The ball was on him in a hurry with the top spin. Down to a knee and mini slide. And connects with his pitcher covering. So Hedin out, strong to third, and Badu the last hope for the Flying Tigers. As the Mets aim for their second straight win, which would be their first winning streak of the season, trying to get back to 500. For the first time since 1-1, and Badu drives the ball deep into right field, and that's going to sail out of here. A two-run homer for Akil Badu. That'll make it a 10-3 Mets lead. Now Blum trying to pitch a scoreless inning there and give up a pair. Now Badu, back in the third inning, hit a ball a similar distance but to dead center, and A.J. Ewing was able to run underneath it. This time he hits it more to right center and is able to get it out. Servin serves the next pitch high in the sky to Ewing. Well, A.J.'s caught five balls tonight. Make it six and the final one. The game's over. Mets win. A big one, 10-3 on a Saturday night in Lakeland. The St. Lucie Mets have won two games in a row. They've won three of their first five here in Lakeland. And they are back to 500 at 4-4. It's been a good week over here in Central Florida. And now the Mets, with this victory tonight, will have a chance to win a series on the road. They form the happy high five line between second the mound and the dugout. Beating Lakeland 10-3 today. It was really good pitching all the way through. Even there at the end, it took a two-out, two-run homer in the ninth to make it a three-spot for the Flying Tigers. But Allen, Austin, and Blum did a nice job. The bats hot again for the St. Lucie Mets. A.J. Ewing, another big night. Perozzo, very effective from the bottom of the order. Met some clutch hitting early in the game when it was still close. Good stuff for the St. Lucie Mets as they put together their biggest win of the young season. Winning pitcher is Channing Austin. Losing pitcher is Josh Randall. Mets now 4-4 in the season. The Flying Tigers are 4-4 as well. Mets will look to win the series tomorrow. Lakeland will look for a split here at Joker Marchant Stadium. But before that, we'll have the postgame show coming up next to wrap up the Mets' 10-3 victory on this Saturday night in Lakeland.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light, plus $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium. Adam McDonald with you from atop the action, the third floor broadcasting booth. Wrapping up game number 8 on the slate this season. The Mets winners 10-3 over the Flying Tigers to improve their record of 4-4. And now the Mets can hone in on a series victory tomorrow. But before that, we have to get to the scoring summary in this postgame show. It started in the third inning. Vincent Perozzo started with the triple, with the one-out triple. Marco Vargas then walked, and then with two outs, A.J. Ewing and J.T. Schwartz hit back-to-back RBI singles to make it 2-0 against the Flying Tigers starting pitcher Josh Randall. A couple innings later, the Mets would score four more runs to start to pull away. Marco Vargas led off the inning with the double. He scored on a Trey Snyder ground ball when it was thrown away into the home dugout by the shortstop Montilla. That made it 3-0. A.J. Ewing then singled home Trey to make it 4-0. Later in the inning, Diverson Gutierrez with an RBI hit, and he would go on to score on an error as well on a ball put into play by Willie Fania. So four runs in the inning, only one earned, 6-0 Mets. The lead would grow in the sixth inning to 8-0 as Trey Snyder hit an RBI ground out that brought home Vincent Perozzo. Perozzo was checked back to third, but he came home anyways. Just great aggressive base running by Perozzo. Marco Vargas singled in the inning, stole second, got to third on a ground out, and scored on a balk with two down. A balk coming from Ricky Venasca, who is still wondering how. Mets would get another run in the seventh to go up 9-0. Vincent Perozzo, an RBI double, brings home Diverson Gutierrez, who had singled for the second time. Flying Tigers on the board in the seventh. A bases loaded ground out by Woody Hedin breaks up the shutout. A.J. Ewing, solo home run in the eighth, the first of his season, makes it 10-1 Mets. And then a two-out, two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth by Akil Badu finishes up the scoring to make it 10-3. Moving to the box score, starting with the Lions score, 10 runs on 13 hits for the Mets. Three games this week for St. Lucie into the double digits with the hits. No errors for the Mets for the third straight day. Lakeland, 3 runs on 6 hits and 3 errors. A couple critical ones there in that fateful fifth inning. Marco Vargas goes 2-for-3 with the double and 3 runs scored plus a walk. He's now hitting .458. A.J. Ewing, 3-for-5. On the day with the home run and three RBIs. He's hitting .500 this week, .448 overall. He's got 9 RBI in the series and 3 extra base hits. Diverson Gutierrez hitting .381 on the year thanks to a 2-for-5 night. He's on a 5-game hitting streak. Simone Juan and Vincent Perozzo have 2 hits apiece. Perozzo a double and a triple, an RBI and a walk as well. For the Flying Tigers, Jackson Strong, the only player with the multi-hit game, he went 2-for-4 with a double. Pitchers in the game, a three-horse effort from the Mets. Matt Allen still posting a zero ERA, 3 2/3, two hits, no runs, no walks, and three strikeouts. More of a mix of his pitches tonight. He did well. Channing Austin, four innings, one hit, one run, five walks, three strikeouts, and Blum an inning, the third, three hits, two runs on the homer, no walks, and a strikeout. For the Flying Tigers, Randall, 3 2/3, three hits, two runs, three walks, three strikeouts. Timmer gave up four runs but only one earned in an inning and a third. Vanasco, two runs and a hit in an inning. Williams, two runs over two innings. And then Christian Santana, position player pitching, pitched a scoreless ninth, stranded the bases loaded. Ball game played in 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of 749 baseball-loving souls here at Joker Marchant Stadium. A few fans still milling around getting autographs from the happy St. Lucie Mets crew down there by the right field line. Now we look ahead to tomorrow. The Mets will be looking for a series victory. Haven't had a lot of those over the last few seasons of these six-gamers, but the Mets in good position to try to take 4-6 in their first six-game series of 2025. Will Watson, who was almost unhittable on Monday, or rather Tuesday in the opener, he's back to starting tomorrow, and then we'll see what happens from there. But the bats are hot, the pitching's been good, the defense has been good. We'll see if the Mets can get a victory tomorrow. It's a noon start. Jake Ricker will have the broadcast on his own, so if it doesn't go well tomorrow for the Mets, blame him. I leave here with a 3-2 record. I tease Jake. He'll be on the air, bring you a good broadcast starting at 10:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Joker Marchant Stadium, Mets 10, Flying Tigers 3. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. I hope all of you out there listening have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.